I want you to get your Bible. We are going to get into the Word of God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank the musician. Thank the praise team. God bless you. I thank Miss Lucy for doing a very fine job last Wednesday night. Amen. Praise God. The more I read the Word, the more I meditate on the Word, the more this Word become real. Amen. To me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I, you, we are so alive in Christ. I don't know how far, but I want us, and the Holy Spirit is going to help me with this tonight, because I'm going to continue on what we've been talking about. Who are, ask the question, who are you? And do you know? Well, I want to talk about tonight, same along the same line, because that's what we're going back over the scripture. We are the body of the Lord. We are one with the Lord. Or we are the body of Christ. And the Lord shared some things with me. And some of them, you know, you can't, no way I can tell them all tonight, but we're going to start working on it. When we, the body, get the revelation that we are new breed, we're in a class by ourselves. There's nothing else like the body of Christ on this earth, nothing. And that's why, and listen to me, that's why the enemy keep trying to bring everything he can to distract you, us, whoever he can, to bring division, separation, and all the other stuff he's trying to do. Because once the body get the revelation that we on this earth to dominate, we are on this earth to absolutely rule and reign in life. Amen. With nothing missing, nothing broken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what are we challenged? So what do we have opposition? So what? So what? It doesn't matter, because we already got the victory. Amen. And we have been raised up, never been killed. There's never been a breed of mankind on earth like this breed. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. And we read, and I'm going to read my same opening text, and I want to go back. And I've been in the epistles and just feeding and reading and listening to the Lord, what he want me to say tonight. Never been a generation of people on planet Earth like this generation. And if we start looking at the natural side, we start looking at the troubles and all the things we hear, it will discourage us. We'll become intimidated. We'll become standoff. Hope we survive, and not sure that we're going to make it. But when we find out who we are with the Lord, you notice Jesus came here. We find out how one we are with him. When Jesus came here, You know, he didn't ask people for permission to do. He took charge. He cast devils messing with folks. He said, you can come out of it. He found a situation that wasn't working right. He just took charge of it and did something about it. Come on. You never heard him whining, oh God, it's so bad. Never heard him say that. Hallelujah. And God's will, God's plan all the time. Woo. Holy Spirit, help me tonight. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your help tonight. What are you saying? You know, I want to, and that's one of the things I thank the Lord for, even in that I want to always teach or share the Word of God that a three-year-old can understand it. Amen. And but yet, it's going to be pretty deep. For when you get to revelation in your spirit, because most saints, I say most saints, too many saints like to whine. Too many of us like to whine. We don't like to pray. We don't like to get in the word. We don't like to take a stand and find out who we are. And to get there, you got to spend some time. You got to spend some time in the word, in prayer. And then you got to be diligent. You got to be a doer. You got to be a hearer and a doer of the word. You just can't hear it and then go off and forget it. You got to be a doer of the word. And this word, and when you get the revelation of it, and you notice I keep saying the revelation. When you get the revelation, the word is God. And you get the word inside of you, you got God inside of you. It is God. In the beginning was the word with God, and the word was God. And it began to knock off all that stuff, and you began to pull up some stuff and throw it away because it ain't no good. And you'll stop moaning over stuff and griping about stuff and getting offended about stuff. Just forget it because it ain't no good. I'm too busy getting in the presence of God. I'm too busy learning how to walk with God, how to walk in these things and do these things in love with the power. Because there ain't nothing can withstand us. There ain't nothing on this earth. The strongest, the greatest military force, and we got some stuff they talked about the nuclear weapons and all that. They're no match for God. What make them seem so great? Because the saints are so quiet. And the peoples of God is so fearful, they are more over in the natural than they are spiritual. Amen. Amen. And then when something happened, they said, see there? Well, see you, that's where you were. See there. Okay. You was on that side. But God, and you know, we should have got just a little taste of God, or insight into the things of God and who he is. You ain't never know a individual or a company that was, I don't care what kind of nation, you have never known a company that was so bad you could throw people in the fire and you stop them from burning. Ain't nobody ever been that bad. Only one God that I know, only one somebody I know, and only one. But they said and I know that because of the lack of maturity and all that, that's why these things happen. But a nuclear weapon ain't nothing to God. Before there was a nuclear, God said, I am. But the fear of it, but when we get past fear and doubt and distrust and all that we hear, you know, because we hear of all kinds of diseases. But Jesus proved that every disease known to mankind, he healed it. Amen. Hello?